Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Où est la bibliothèque?
Bonjour.
Ça va?
Comme si, comme ça.
Oui, merci. Et toi?
Is it à toi?
You're à toi.
You're a massive toi.
You're toi.
You are a bloody toi.
You're a toi.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've noticed a tick of yours.
Yeah. What is it?
When you're tired.
Yeah.
You put your finger to your head.
It's holding my head up.
You hold your head up with your hands.
Yeah.
It's a little tick you've got there.
It's quite nice. I like to rest my head.
You like to rest. Tell me about your antics. What happened this weekend? Anything fun?
Antics?
Yeah, antics.
I was out working.
You out working?
Hard at work.
You were hard at work.
Mining those fun times.
Minecraft. You were playing Minecraft?
I was playing Minecraft.
You were playing Minecraft.
No, I went clubbing.
Oh, get out of town. Yeah, how was it?
Put my dancing clogs on and I went clubbing.
Okay, how was it?
It was all right.
It was all right. You danced with anybody special?
No.
You didn't?
No.
I
danced in.
Did your lips dance with anyone special?
No, I'm actually being a bit of a monk at the minute in that regard.
You're the opposite of a monk. A monk, do you think goes to a nightclub?
Yes.
And drinks alcohol?
Yes, so the Dalai Lama often goes to Fabric.
The Dalai Lama.
I am living the life of a monk that drinks.
That's a good...
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a monk. I have sex and drink, but I'm a monk.
I'm a monk who's really gone off the rails. He's come to the big city.
But boy, am I religious.
No, I say my prayers at 5 a.m. in a club.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to our Friday episode. We have the lovely Maver from Made in Chelsea on our
That's
podcast.
That's why we were... mumbling in French.
That is why we're mumbling. Maver is the feisty character from Made in Chelsea. She's amazing. She's fun. She gives us the lowdown on what's happening in this series of Made in Chelsea. Whoa!
You quite liked her seductive scene. You wouldn't stop going on about it.
She did. She was seductive. Also, to all you private parties, you lovely people, if you haven't joined our Patreon page, you can. It's always open. You can do it. It's the cost of a pint. It's so cheap. It's like, I think it's less than a pint. It's less than a pint to join up. You get so much extra bonus material by signing up. Bonus episodes, you get different episodes, you get voicemail episode, our mental health podcast, merchandise, you get, birthday messages from you and I, videos, it's just, go and check it out.
Pints are nice though.
Go and check it out. If you want to check it out, it's on our Instagram Linktree at Private Podcast. Also, you have been asking for ages and we have delivered. That's right, our brand new official merch shop has landed. It's bloody gone and landed. So again, it's on the link on our socials or head to the Private Parts Podcast website, www.privatepartspodcast.com. Stumbled over that one. To get your cups, socks, tote bags, stickers, whatever you need. We also have a limited numbers available, so get yours and stock up for those Christmas presents for everyone around you right now. And join our Patreon page while you're at it. Hey, listen, let's kick off the episode with Maver, right? Millie, met.
Sorry, I'm just hoovering. if anyone can hear that, I'm just hoovering the studio.
Here's the episode with Maver. Enjoy.
Tune in.
So, Maver, Alex and I had to do a radio show on Sunday.
Okay.
Don't out me.
Well, I'm going to out you.
You can't.
Yeah, I can.
It's the BBC.
Well, you've just outed yourself. It could be any radio show.
Yeah, but just don't do it. My career as a presenter is going to go down the drain.
So he phoned me up half an hour before and he was extremely hungover, weren't you? You're very hungover. And he said to me, do you think I can do it? And he could hardly string that sentence together.
It really
is. Yeah, and then... And I said, no, just don't do it. Anyway, I then clogged on, like linked on to the radio station at the time we meant to. Alex was on. And I was like, oh God, he's gone rogue. He's gone.
Well, no,
dirty rogue.
I said to you, like, shall I do it? And you had no confidence. You're like, no, you can't do it. Okay, yes, so.
Someone was shouting in the background, yeah, you should do it.
So I assumed that you had spoken to them and it wasn't going to happen. I then get a call from, like, the obviously from the automated thing connecting me to the system. I was like, oh fuck, I better pick this up then. So I had to take the call and it was hard, but I did it.
But every time I see you, Alex, you always hang
I know.
Up.
Every I know.
Time, and we don't Thank see each you. Other often though. But it's funny.
I time it. I time it just for you. I want to be consistent.
Maybe it's true. He always is.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Jay's too old and boring now, so.
Yeah, well, now for me, do you drink still? Do you drink a little bit?
I don't actually.
I mean,
I do drink, but not often, like when it's like an occasion or something. Yeah. But otherwise, no, I'm not really a big drinker.
Does it, because now for me, it like affects me so much.
Mm. Yes.
But like so much. Before, I used to be like, oh, it affects me. Now it like really affects me, where I feel a bit like anxious the next day and I feel like, oh God, I've made all the wrong decisions.
Your body can feel it as
My body can feel it. Yes. I have to sleep all day. It's where with you, buddy.
What?
I'm here. You enjoy it.
I'm here Monday morning.
Yeah, you are.
Snappy. Yeah. Ready to work.
Also with Alex, he always looks quite good.
You look very glowy. Actually.
I know.
I was going to say, you look
not
fresh.
Not today.
You
not
do. Today. You don't. You never. Your face doesn't change.
The secret is if you just don't sleep. Just don't go to sleep and then your face doesn't have a chance to catch up.
Super healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe, but you're probably sleeping loads because you're in the countryside now, isn't that right?
I thought you were going to say that because I've got puffy eyes.
No, you don't have puffy eyes at all. No, but you just arrived in the studio with your huge suitcase like you're having a weekend trip to London. I was like, what is... But you've moved, haven't you? Is that...
Exactly, yes. I moved to the countryside, which is fun. which is it's different. I'm not going to start to criticize because it's not fair, but it's different, I would say.
Really? But you also live, because you're still with James.
Yeah.
James Taylor. And you lived in the French Alps for a bit, so you should be kind of used to it.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. But this is what I was actually saying to his mom the other day. I was like, you know, I'm kind of used to it because I used to live for 3 years in a ski resort, and a ski resort when it's off season it's very dead.
Yeah.
So I get it, but it's still like I'm a city girl, and just like, you know,
that you took want me the hustle some, and bustle,
that
right?
took me some time to get used to London. So now moving from London to the countryside in England, it's again something new, and I just need to get used to it, I guess.
You need to get some hobbies.
I need to get some hobbies.
Hobbies like what? What hobbies would you do? Go on, pick a hobby.
Well, you can't go skiing.
No, because you're in Cambridge.
I don't know. Learn a language.
She's already learned.
Learn
she
French.
She already speaks three.
I think you should learn French.
Maybe you can speak Italian, French, English.
Not really any more Italian, but I do understand everything in Italian.
Spanish?
No.
That's insane. Three languages.
That's three more than you can speak.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. I just feel like it just would be so useful to have all these languages. But maybe also, we have to delve into this because... The reason I got you on, well, not the reason I got you on, but one of the reasons I got you on is because you're just one of the funniest people. I didn't main in Chelsea for 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. And we've obviously did main in Chelsea when we were together. But you're just amazing. Like, on it. Like, insane on it. Have you been watching it?
I've seen clips on Instagram. You've been tearing it up. What's actually been going on? So
yeah, why don't you explain to all the listeners what's been happening?
I was expecting that.
Yeah, here we go. Can't wait.
What... I don't know where to start.
Start at the beginning. Start at the beginning. So we start at the beginning. Let's talk about this series. So you have this series, and it seems like you and James become on rocky ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go on rocky ground. And why are you guys on rocky ground?
Because I think now I'm going to speak for many women.
Yeah.
Because they feel the same way as me, or they used to feel the same way as me, I don't know, whatever. you know, when you get to the stage in your relationship after 2-3 years and you start to go through ups and downs because it's life, I guess.
Because you have to move to Cambridge.
Because you have to move to Cambridge. No, because that was before that, obviously. it's just, you know, you get to the...
You get to that itch
to
stage.
To the routine. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it I think I'm not... I mean, let's just be realistic. I'm pretty sure it happens to everyone, to
everyone,
every couple.
Of course.
So the thing is, with me and James being kind of like different, obviously, like two different cultures, I would be more the type of girl, like, I'm going to express myself, is not going to do it. So obviously, if I'm not happy, I'm going to have to say how I feel and just not brushing things under the carpet, which I noticed some English people do that.
English people do that.
It's terrible. I really can't stand that. And honestly, I love English people. I love their mentality. But that thing, wow, I can't. But anyway. But
let's not talk about it. Let's just move on.
Yeah, yeah. But I just want to quickly get into that bit. It's true. English people, we choose to ignore what is happening right in front of us. And we do it because... we're embarrassed to approach the situation. We're cowards, right? Like I'm very. It's true. I am. I'm very much like that, where I don't front up to situations, and that's happened in my past relationships where they didn't work, is because I just didn't have the balls to say what was going wrong or what
to,
I liked
to admit that you've been.
Shut up, you little master cheater over here.
Master cheater? Yes. Was that a new show on Channel 4?
Master
cheater.
Yeah, master cheater. Yeah, you little cheater over there. Oh, you're so
bad. Shut up.
But it's true. But the but we do. We brush things up. And is James a little bit like that as well, that he won't approach things so much?
James is less like that now since he's with me, because I force him to express himself and he doesn't really have the choice. But no, actually what I liked about him when I met him is because he was not really like that. So I quite liked it, but still kind of like brushing things under the carpet sometimes. Anyway, and yeah, and what you saw lately in the series was just me completely losing my shit. As usual, not being able to control myself, being unhappy, being bored, being not feeling desired, all those feelings that many girls can relate sometimes, you know, and then, yeah, and that was the wrong timing, and then, yeah, kind of like...
But it's. I bet
the producers love it when they see you getting
and
revved
they loved
up.
It.
They do, they,
of course
they love it.
Of course.
Also, I think with you, Maver, they can sort of just... You're like a ticking time bomb in like a great way. So they'll see you having a conversation with James or someone, and they could literally go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, a boom, and then you go, because it's great, because you can't hide your emotions.
No, I can't, and I should. I'm
no,
working.
You shouldn't. Why should you?
I'm working on that, because certain things you can't say. Certain things sometimes you say can hurt people, and if you start hurting people that you love, then it's just not fair, and I should probably control myself a little bit more sometimes.
No, but you shouldn't change yourself for anyone. I think
no,
I don't
worry about that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, just making sure right there. But also, I suppose it's hard to... The reason why I did Main Chelsea for so long is I was quite good at saying things on camera. I didn't mind. For me, I could say it on camera and I could say it in real life. I just was like, whatever.
I know.
You're like that. But it takes a sort of slightly unique person to be able to say things for other people to sort of criticize or whatever. Mm. Why do you feel comfortable doing it?
I feel comfortable doing it because I think, in a way, the fact that I love, for me, it's important to express myself and to say exactly how I feel all the time. If I'm in front of a camera, I can even doing even more. And sometimes you are in a situation where you've been forced to do it, yeah. So it's even better. And sometimes you can even actually resolve your problems quicker. In a way, that's why I don't
yeah,
mind.
That's what I found.
That was
one of the
things doing the show, is because you're forced to confront the issue. Like, you have to go and speak to that person, so you end up like making up or not making up a lot quicker than you normally would, right?
Yeah, that's what I liked about it, because you were able to, like Mitt said, you were able to say stuff that you would never normally say. Mm. But some people can't handle that. Some people don't like that.
No, and James doesn't like that, obviously. But it's, you know, it's our life, it's our job.
But then
time.
But then we also have to get into the other bit, right? And we're going to go around all... I want to hear like everything, your history and all this kind of stuff. But there's an amazing moment I've never seen in my entire life. Someone be so overly sexy towards... It was the bit where you said to Miles,
And
seducing, that's not saying you. I've never seen someone seduce someone so much in my entire life. I've never ever. Have you seen this?
Know which clip
oh
is this?
My God, it's insane. Maeve is chatting to Miles. And
oh, is this what you're trying on a?
Because we probably haven't explained
bra or something.
We haven't. No, we haven't explained.
A few times, I don't know which part you're talking about.
Okay, well, let's explain it a bit more. So, you and James, you're not feeling desired. You're going through a rocky patch. It happens in relationships. All these kind of things. He kissed someone. Is that right?
Yes, he did actually.
Yeah, he kissed someone. He kissed someone, which is not a good thing.
Were you on a break or?
And we were on a break. I can't actually remember.
Anyway.
But we were trying to fix things. Mm. And then he got really drunk that night and he kissed someone. And I heard about that. And for me, that went straight into my head.
How much anger when he panicked?
I was red, fuming. And I was just like, okay, well, if you want to play that card, then we're going to do that. All right?
Because then what happened is there's this moment. And Miles and you, obviously, your history, I want to hear about that, but there's a moment where you're standing next to Miles, it's at night, you both maybe had a couple of drinks, and you say to Miles, do you want to sleep with me?
Do you want to have sex with me?
Do you want to have sex with me? Which is even better, I think. And Miles didn't know what to say or do. But was that, is that you just really saying it, or was it more to seduce Miles and know that you could have him and just almost piss off James?
No, that was completely... That was literally a whole plan in my head.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
That was me basically.
It's amazing.
Like step by step, it's like me going to James being like, I'm not happy, I'm sad, and I want to shake you because I want you to wake up. And you know when a woman at some point she's like, you know, what about the attention? What about not being seen by your partner? What about not feeling desired? What about not being your true, authentic self in front of your partner? You get sad and it's really frustrated, and I couldn't communicate with him. So we went through ups and downs because of that. We started arguing a lot. That brought us to break up. He did kiss a girl, and when he did that, for me, it was just like this...
Surely that means like a breakup. Was that not like
that
a
was
break-
a breakup? That was a break. That was a breakup. He got really annoyed. He basically wanted to make me realize that what basically there was nothing wrong in our life. For him, his point of view was there was nothing wrong in our life. It's life. We go through ups and downs, and so what? For me, it was more. I need more. And because of the misunderstanding and everything, we got to the point where we're starting to actually really hurt each other. Mm. And I found the perfect person to hurt James, which was Miles.
You didn't find, you knew.
I knew, of course.
I think you've done this before though with Miles, right? You've used Miles as like a... like a tool to get back at James, right?
No, when was that?
No, I don't think so, no.
But yeah, you and Miles have had like an on-off thing for ages though, right?
Well, of course, me and Miles, we had our history and everything, but now that I know that I feel absolutely nothing for Miles, I just thought that I know that if I go to Miles and I just like use my charm a little bit, mm-hmm. he would literally jump and he would be okay with it. So I was like, this is my...
literally jump.
Yes, and this is what happened. So I was like, I want my revenge and I'm going to go way too far, which is ridiculous. And am I going to lose James for good? But Right, let's do
What did Mars say when you said, do you want to have sex? He said yes.
Oh, yes. So that's, sorry, your question.
That's amazing. Imagine, honestly, you have to watch this. Yeah, to all you listeners who haven't seen it, go and watch the scene. I've never seen seduction. Like, I think the only other, like, seductive, like, have you ever watched Basic Instinct with Sharon Stone, where she, like,
well, when she sat on
uncrosses her,
on
that's
the
very seducing. Yeah. This is the most. It's far from that. You're not. It's far from that bit.
It's quite.
But it's so seducing
to be able to do it whilst on camera, though.
Yeah, I was like, you
I'd find it so hard. I mean, I obviously wouldn't look good in a bikini, but
I don't know how to seduce. I don't think I've ever seduced anyone.
Yeah.
No, I honestly don't. I think I'm a good flirt-ish.
You put hummus on your butthole. That was about, it's about as seductive as you get.
I'm quite a good flirt. I can flirt, but my big problem used to be I'd flirt, and then I'd get to the moment of like, okay, now this is going to be something, and I wouldn't be able to close the trap door. I wouldn't be able to seal it.
Close the trap door.
I wouldn't be able to seal it. I'm not very good at seeing where women, I think, especially confident women, are very good at understanding what you want, what you desire, and also you're very good at sort of expressing yourself. I'm not very good. I don't think men are very good at expressing ourselves.
Yeah, that's because it's a men thing. In general, like, even my dad is like that. I mean, all the men I met, they really struggle to express themselves.
Yeah, we really struggle to express ourselves. I don't know. It's like anger or sadness. It's like two emotions, and that's really it. We can't really express ourselves anymore.
We're simple creatures.
Do you think, though, if you had pushed it, do you think Mars would have...
So, yes, I do think so, yeah. And when I asked him the question, so to reply to your first question, was just me pushing it really far. And if he was going to say yes, I would have never done it anyway, because there was no way. That was just a plan, basically.
You're also on TV as well. So
I was on TV, so...
It's not a porno yet.
No. 100%.
Boy. No, but you wouldn't have done it. You wouldn't have pushed that far. It was more just it was like to annoy.
To annoy, and I think in a way I kind of wanted to
be desired.
To be desired to show James that he could lose me. Basically, that's why I picked Miles to do that, which was probably definitely a mistake at the end of the day. But I went for it.
Did it work? Is James now in line? He's like being well behaved.
Is that got actually really, really much better, yes. But then, of course, like, still ups and downs, because I think I'm not going to...
relations are like that, though.
It's just life, you know. I think you're just going to have to suck it up at some point and just be like, you know what, you can't do that every time. Like, as long as he knows what you need and you can be on the same page as much as you can, then you're fine. But
there's also this moment with you and Mars, which is so good, is where you come out and you're wearing your bikini. And Mars says to you, he goes, oh, it's... This is my French accent.
Let's hear it. I'm ready for this.
He says, oh, it's très sexy. Is it très sexy? And you go, that's weird. You say,
did you say that?
Yeah, you said it. You, and he says, hey, sexy. And you go, oh, it's a bit weird. Obviously, there's like a mark which you get to where you're like, ah, oh, God, that's so in my past and not part of it. I just find I find it amazing that... I'm very open, a main Chelsea for so long and doing it, and for you then to come on and be like that as well. Lots of people aren't that open, but you're very open with your relationship, your feelings, the way you are, the way you talk to people.
Yeah.
And that's...
Were you like that when you first came into the show? Because it takes a while for people sometimes to fully like open up.
No, I think I've always been like that. I never really cared about what people think and maybe if I'm doing something good or wrong and if it's an issue or not. I think I've always been like that. I always, even before, I've always been like that.
It took me about 8 years to be able to speak properly.
He was the most monosyllabic person. He didn't say anything in his conversation. He just sat there and
That was poor editing.
Was not poor editing.
I was nervous. I'm an introvert, yeah. So to go into that sort of scenario.
You're not an introvert.
I'm not now because it's been forced out of me by going on TV. But going into that first shoot and there's like five cameras everywhere. Extras, loads of producers. I was shitting myself.
No,
I had to get drunk.
But you're not an introvert. An introvert is someone who craves time alone.
I would like some time alone. Actually. No, but from you.
I don't think you like time alone. I think you
stop telling me what I do and don't.
Okay, I'll stop doing.
Well, and I feel that if you really are an introvert, you wouldn't do the show anyway.
No,
I mean that would be.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Actually, though, Francis Bull, who I don't know if you met, who did the show, Francis is an introvert. He's not that much of an extrovert, I don't think. So anyway, but where did they? How did you get onto the show? Because you used to date Miles back in the day, and you dated Miles for how many years?
Three.
You dated Miles for 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
And then you were always the one, you guys had a sort of turbulent kind of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And he then started doing the show. When did you find out that he was doing Made in Chelsea?
I found out pretty straight away when we broke up, which was really hurtful.
Wait, because, you broke up and then he went on it?
Yeah, because we broke up probably like in November or something like that. And then I found out that he was doing Chelsea in December. So in my head, I was just like, that was a whole plan. He just wanted to escape and do a new life, I guess.
Mm. Was he asked when he was on, when he was in a relationship with you?
I don't know. I have no idea. Probably. He says no, what? But I'm pretty sure that.
Because when you this podcast is about being like, when you first came back onto the show and you saw Miles again, you were like, this is a different person to what I dated.
Oh yes, completely. But also, I never really wanted to do the show, especially when I broke up and a few producers, they came to me and they were like, maybe I would like you on the show. And I was like, no fucking way.
why did you not want to do it? Because you just
I didn't want to. Oh, that was, first of all, the breakup was way too fresh, so I didn't know how I could handle it. And at the same time, I was just like, no, this is just not what I want. I don't like this world. I don't like this, that. And obviously, I take this back now because...
Yeah, but we all do. We all do in that first episode.
And then 6 months after, they contacted me again because I moved to France after the breakup. It was really hard for me to stay and live in London. So I moved back to France and they called me when I was in France. And that was the perfect timing because... when I was in Paris, I was really sad and I was like, I really miss London and I really would like to go back and live in London.
Did you miss Miles at this point as well?
Well, yeah, that was the whole
thing. So you missed everything, right?
Yeah, of course. Oh yeah, it was really hard. And then they called me and they said, Maeva, do you want to do the show? We'll call you back one more time. Are you sure you don't want to do it? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's try. Let's do it.
Oh my God. Did you tell him you were going to do it or did you just suddenly rock up and then... You were
there. I think he knew more or less. No, I didn't tell him that I was going to do the show, but I think he knew. He felt it. We had some conversations because we were talking the whole time anyway, even when we broke up.
Because I remember when we were in Croatia, and we were filming out in Croatia, and he was starting to talk to you again.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, he
that
was.
Was the first time actually we spoke to each other after the breakup.
You messaged him. You messaged him.
I remember this. We were out for dinner. And,
yes,
and
exactly.
He just burst into tears, and I was like, "Oh my God, what's up, buddy?" And my neighbor's loving it. And he was like, he was really upset about you for some reason. I can't remember what it was, but
do you think London? Do you think doing a TV show like this? Do you think doing a reality show? Do you think it changes people?
Well, him for sure.
In what way that it's a, let's take Miles as an example. How does Miles change?
The thing is, Miles is young and Miles tries to find himself and he probably found himself now. I don't know. I mean, his lifestyle is definitely him and he's happy with it and I'm happy for him.
He's now in a gang. He's in the tricep trio.
Yeah,
so
well.
He's found himself.
Great.
Who's in the tricep trio?
The tricep trio is Fred, Julius and Miles.
Is that the tricep trio?
You don't know the tricep trio.
Is that... I thought...
Jamie, you tried to apply for the tricep trio.
Did I try? Wait, is this the gang on Made in Chelsea?
Yeah.
You've got the Crips, you've got the Bloods.
Yeah.
And the tricep trio.
is that what they are? So...
This is... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is what they are. And no, but just... I think he found what he liked. But the thing is, like, I think he's just... He's very influenced.
He gets really influenced.
By people, so that's why when I saw him after the breakup and everything on Chelsea, I saw a guy with like a head huge like that, and I just saw someone that I never knew before, so it was a bit disappointing.
It's hard though for you guys, you know, when you go onto it, because what happens with the TV show is you're thrown together, right? It just everyone, right? Doesn't matter who you are, you know, typically when you have breakups or you have whatever it is or things, you distance yourself from one another. Like I had that, Alex had that when he was doing the show. You've had that with Miles. And that's, how did you deal with it? As in, you came on the show, you had to be in front of your ex-boyfriend. You then start dating a new guy, James, who you're in love with. And having to deal with all the emotions at the same time. How do you deal with that?
I didn't think about it. For me,
that's
it was
unique.
Like,
no one does
it. Like, that was like... I've got my life off camera, I've got my life on camera, and then it's the whole stage of, I don't know how to explain, like I didn't see any difference, basically. That wasn't like, I had things going on with Miles on and off, that was the same thing off camera anyway. Of course, it was more amplified on camera because this is what they want. So obviously, it's not helpful sometimes. But then I met James, and then it just went with the flow. And then this is what happened. And then you find yourself on camera to talk about it, and then you talk about it, and then off camera is the same thing. I just didn't really feel
any... Yeah, you're the same as me. You're the same as me. Because most people, what happens is with reality shows, right? And this is a little thing, sneak peek for our listeners about reality shows, is that when people go on a reality show, they try and separate. So they try and live one life on camera, and then they try and live another life off camera. And they try and be almost different people. And so they don't want to bring stuff that's happening off camera onto the on camera.
Yeah.
And that's what happens is when people then can't handle it. Oh, God, they have to quit. Or they have to leave because they don't like seeing what their real self on camera because they're trying to make a pretend self. And for me, the reason why I last so long and the reason why you'll perhaps do it for so long, and you were exactly the same. You were just how you were there and then off. You didn't have, you kept your private life a bit more to yourself.
I tried.
Yeah, you tried.
The producers are pretty good at unearthing a team of researchers to.
but you did, you get yourself. But with you, Maeve, I mean, that means you will just, you can do it forever because it's not hard for you to, you don't have to separate your life.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when it gets really, really, really tricky, I'm going to call James straight away and I'm like going to do a few things behind producers. Mm. Back, and
they
know that, and I get told off for it, obviously.
yeah, that happens.
But sometimes, you know, you think about yourself, you can't control your emotions, you need to talk straight away to the person.
Yeah,
and you can't wait to be on camera.
You can't wait like another week.
You can't wait sometimes, so it's just just do it, and then
And also, I think we've got to do before the end of part one is say, you know, to the people listening, Bane Chelsea is real. That's like what the emotions that happen and the things that go on and stuff like that. That's actually what happens. That is real life because lots of people don't think it is, and they find it hard to think that you can be so emotional on camera. But that's who you are. You wear your heart on your sleeve, your emotions on your sleeve, and that's the thing about you.
And that put me in trouble sometimes, but I mean,
James said, James had a great bit is where you sometimes shout before you've thought. He said that in one of the episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you just say it straight away without actually thinking about what it is.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, listen, maybe you're gonna that's gonna part one. You're gonna stick around for part two?
Yes, of course.
Ah, are you gonna stick around for part two, buddy?
I think I might.
You want some water or something? Just to...
yeah.
Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, I'll be all right. I need a hug.
All right, everybody. We'll see you in part two. Bye-bye. Woohoo!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.